Hello, my dears. I'm Lady Ophelia Austin Featherbrew, and I'm a lady of breeding. Unfortunately, I'm stuck in the Antipodes because my hapless husband Percival dragged me here by my feather boa, mainly because he wanted to run his greenie business with a bunch of hippies. I just hope no one from the croquet club in England gets to hear about this, or I'll be struck off their invitation list. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm actually here to tell you about something you may find helpful if you're lacking in a little confidence, or you have a known fear that is stopping you from getting what you want in your life. So let me tell you a little story. It really is dreadfully difficult to find a decent butler these days. I mean, you'd think Smithers would know how to cook a pheasant properly. I went out yesterday to give some of my old Jägernits to the poor, and I returned to the ghastly smell of significantly burnt pheasant. Meanwhile, my senseless butler was busy outside mending his garden gnome collection, totally unaware that my tiny mansion was minutes away from being set on fire. And not only that, but I discovered he'd rammed the Hoover nozzle down the neck of my priceless Ming vase in his attempt to free it from dust. I mean, how could I have my guests over that night with the Hoover nozzle permanently wedged in the vase and nothing but a pile of ash that was once a pheasant to serve them? I'd had enough. This had been going on for too long, and I was absolutely at my wit's end. So I ordered Smithers to sit down, and I demanded to know why he wasn't doing his job properly. Well, after some gentle prodding from me, he confessed that he was terrified of me and had lost all confidence in his ability to do his job. I mean, how ridiculous. How could anyone be scared of me? But to be honest with you, I was quite concerned about some of the odd things that Smithers had been doing. So I removed the ball of fruit from his head and gave him the afternoon off. It occurred to me that perhaps one of Dr. Bark's flower remedies might help Smithers. Well, I've never been a fan of hippie medicine, you understand. However, Dr. Bark was a sensible, orthodox medical practitioner. Even the royal family liked his remedies. Liz first told me about them when she was having a break from her kingdom to visit me in the Antipodes. She suggested I took some when I was at my wit's end over my husband Percival's embarrassing antics on the Greenpeace boat. So I decided that Smithers needed some larch for his lack of confidence and mimulus for his known fear of me. I mixed up a little dosage bottle, and I had a collection, you understand, so I mixed up a little bottle of bark flower remedies and decided I would just slip 4 drops into his drinking water every time he came over. Well, I can't tell you how this helped him. He started remembering to buy my kippers for breakfast, and he even managed to dust my statue of David without knocking off a certain anatomical part. I was delighted with my secret helper. Anyway, I do find this will be helpful for you. So if you're lacking in a little confidence, or you find you're at your wit's end looking for a decent butler, you can't go past Dr. Bark's flower remedies. Anyway, I must go now. I have to go to the annual sherry tasting competition. So have a lovely evening. Yours faithfully, Lady Ophelia.